Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, January the 4th, 2017, the year of the one, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we'll continue with part two of the, I wouldn't call it a series, but the show that we did yesterday, talking about the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. We want to talk about, my brothers and sisters, you becoming one with the big G. You oscillating and vibrating in your total Christ consciousness. And we talked about yesterday that the template, that the blueprint, that the pattern, that the system, that the roadmap, that the instructions are in Romans chapter 8. So if you read Romans chapter 8, that tells you specifically, word for word, exactly what I'm going to be doing in 2017 and what I'm going to be helping 25 other people do in 2017, and that is cellular or solar or solarplex memory repatterning. So we're going to go in on a cellular, on a soul level, and we're going to tap into your soul's memory or your cell's memory bank. Because each one of us have a cellular memory predisposition or program. Now, this program programs you to perceive and to frame. So my picture frame that I put my picture life in is different. Now, I don't know about you. You can go to the dollar store and you can buy a cheap frame for $1 and put your picture in it. Put it on the wall. Looks great. But then you can go to the fancy photo studio and buy this gold embroidered wood frame that weighs 100 pounds, and you can put your picture inside of that frame, and it brings out the picture. It magnifies or it enhances the picture. So framing, the way you see, the way you perceive an event, how you perceive an event. So something happens in your frame, your lens, your picture frames it differently from me. So I see the world totally different from somebody else. So if I don't understand that I behave in a certain way, my thoughts and my feelings are made pre-programmed. The Bible says that God knew us in our mother's womb, and he predetermined. He pre-programmed our frame, our cellular predisposition. And so you manifest with inside of your subconscious, but since it's subconscious, since it's below the threshold of the gamma rays, then it's very difficult for you to understand why and how your cellular memory is affecting your conscious reality. And so God is telling us the word of God is alive and is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. So I always use the word of God. Now, you can use other things. You can use hypnosis. You can use yoga. You can use Tai Chi. You can use, you know, pharmakeia. You can use, you know, hashish. You can use shrooms or mushrooms. You can use a lot of different things to assist you with unlocking your cellular memory. But the most powerful is not a technique. It's not a machine. It's just you and you. Because inside of you, you have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. So the ability to manifest your Godhood, the ability to oscillate and vibrate according to the God gene, the ability for you, my brothers and sisters, to live a productive life is for you to manifest and to control your ruling disposition. But right now you are handicapped because you want to take action, but you can't. Now, you recognize what I'm saying logically. It makes sense. But subconsciously, your logic is being overridden because the subconscious brain is really 95%, 95%. You're only using about 5% of the brain. The other 95 is subconscious. All of your mannerisms, all of your body functions, everything that you do in life is controlled subconsciously. And so on a subconscious level, everything that you do in your life is already pre-programmed. And so when we talk about the manifestation of the sons of God, we got to understand, my brothers and sisters, how you can assist by not operating in your human condition, but by operating in your birthright. But what is your birthright, and how do you operate in your birthright? That's what it talks about in Romans chapter 8. That's what we are discussing today, and that's what we want to continue where we left off with yesterday. Let's just go over what we left off at around about, you know, Romans 8, 9. Really, we left out on 14, but let's go back to Romans 8, 9. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 says, "But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so, if you are in the spirit, then you should be of the spirit, and the spirit of God will dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his." If you don't have the spirit, that means the ruling disposition that is the result of Christ, meaning that the colostrum, that the pineal gland and pituitary gland has released that hormone, that home one, that hormone, that means home one, it takes one home. Hormone, home one, take home. If you don't understand how to go home, it's inside of you, brother. And so it's inside of you, sister. So Romans 8:10 says, and if Christ be in you, in the body is dead because of sin. But if the spirit of life, or if the, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Verse 11, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So this colostrum, this fluid that looks like milk and honey that is released from the body, it says that if it is raised up, and then it says it's going to quicken your body. That's the whole purpose of doing all of the esoteric work. And then we get to the meat of the message in Romans 8, 12, which says, therefore, brethren, we are not debtors to the flesh to live after the flesh. You're not in debt to your flesh. So your flesh should not be running your life. So there's nobody that should be hooked on a sour grape. Sour grapes should not run your life. Processed sugar should not run your life. Tobacco leaves should not run your life. Animal protein should not run your life. Carbohydrates, whether they be simple or complex, should not run your life. This flesh, the chemicals, should not be controlling the electricals. Again, then it's overriding the biologicals. The biology should control the electricity, and that should manifest inside of your chemistry. But we got it in reverse. So Romans chapter 8, verse 13 says, for if you live after the flesh, if your chemistry controls you, you shall die. And as we see, everybody dies because we are overly chemically. That means that I overeat, I get obese, get heart disease, poof, gone. So everybody dies because of chemicals, the way it should be. Because Romans 8:13 also says, again, but if through the Spirit we do mortify the deeds of the body, we live. So if I can assist you with tapping into the mental process, the mental pattern, the life-sustaining pattern, you shall live. Not only physically, but spiritually. So the only reason that you're not oscillating and vibrating in wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, the only reason, my anointed brother, the only reason, my beautiful, educated sister, that you are not oscillating and vibrating on all cylinders, the only reason that you're not of the God kind and of the God class, the only reason that you're not oscillating in the gamma ray pattern, which is super consciousness, which is God consciousness, which is Christ consciousness, the gamma rays. The only reason that your brain is not on that frequency is because you're not in the spirit. That means that your body, something in a person says something and it feels, it makes you feel something, it pisses you off, and then you go from the gamma rays all the way back down to beta. So an event happens, the gas prices go up. You know, the guy that you voted for didn't win office. You walk into it, to the office, and that person you hate is there. And they mean bugging you, so you got to give them a piece of your mind. Something, somewhere, the enemy has to get you to come off that spiritual realm back into the deeds of the body. He has to. That's his job. His job is to make sure that you oscillate and vibrate in your root chakra, and that all you focus on is fun, fighting, and effing. Or you're party like a rock star. You'll bang anything that moves. And you'll fight at the drop of a hat. Because the enemy is going to make sure that the deeds of the flesh outweigh the deeds of the spirit. That's his job. I'm here to help you do yours. You are here to manifest your birthright, brother. You are here to manifest your birthright, sister. That's my job, is to assist you to manifest the God kind, the God class, the God mind. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Are you equal with God, brother? Are you equal with God, sister? Well, we need to get there. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 drops a nugget. Romans chapter 8, I'm sorry, 14 says, Romans 8, 14 says, for as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, brothers, sisters, again, I am not the sharpest tool in the shed. But the scriptures clearly state that everybody listening to the sound of my voice should be led by the Spirit of God. Who's leading you, brother? Is it the Reverend Dr. Bishop? Who's leading you? Is it the white man, the blue man? Who's leading you? Is it the sour grape? Who's leading you? Is it the nookie? Is it the cookie? Who's leading you, brother? Who's leading you, sister? And what does that mean? Let's look it up. Now, I'm a didactic teacher. I apologize for all of the sevens and all of the eights out there who just want me to get to the point. But I got to use didaculas. I got to break it down for you, brothers, in the bite-sized pieces. So all of you sevens out there, just bear with us. Romans 8:14 is a cookie blower because it says, for as many that are led. Now, again, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but that word led in the original text, when we look it up in the original Hebrew, and then we look it up in the original Greek, it goes a little something like this.
Strong's G71, Ago. Ago.
Argo, it's spelled like a go, A-G-O, Argo. Argo, it means to take one. Argo means laying hold of one. It means to bring one to the point or to a destination. It means to accompany one. It means to attach to one. It means to be one's attendant, one's guide. It means to represent one in a court of justice, to be a magistrate. It means to direct, to conduct. It means through the forces and influences of the mind. Let me say it again. It means to assist one through force and influence on the mind. Let me say it again. Something, somewhere, is influencing your mind. Let me say it again. To be led by the Spirit. To be led by the Spirit. Sisters, there's a force that is influencing your mind. So if you don't have that force that is influencing your mind, you are not a son and you are not a daughter and you cannot oscillate and vibrate with a God kind, with super conscious. You're not limitless. You're not Lucy. Now, in those movies, it talks about people who use Lucifer to be and to oscillate. That's what it talks about in John 10. They enter into the sheepfold through the back door. Now, I used to hang out with those dudes and those dudettes, and it works like clockwork. But let me make sure you understand that there is a way that you can walk through the front door. You ain't got to sneak in through the back door, man. You ain't got to do nothing evil. You ain't got to take nobody's money. You ain't got to con people. You ain't got to manipulate nobody. You ain't got to try to intimidate. You ain't got to use the cares of this world. You do not have to circumvent, and you do not have to lower your vibration and oscillate in the human condition. You got a choice today. Live your life according to the human condition or live your life according to your birthright. It is my recommendation, my brothers and sisters, that you make the decision that I've done. Now, God designed me. My body is designed not to die. My body is designed to heal itself. So why do I need something to put into my body whenever I get sick? And why do I have telomeres inserted into my DNA so that way at a certain age I croak out? Because the human condition. So what is my birthright, though? Before the fall into the human condition, Adam and Eve were designed by their creator to oscillate and vibrate forever, to walk with him in the cool of the day, and to communicate with him with no voice box. Now, we fell down into math, music, and language, but we need to elevate out of math, music, and language, and we need to vibrate on the level of mental telepathy. We need to be led. Something needs to influence my mind. So that way I make good choices and good decisions, and I stop making bad choices and bad decisions. I'm making bad choices and bad decisions because I'm not manifesting on a cellular, on a solar, on a heart chakra level. It means that I'm oscillating and vibrating in my chemical, in my root chakra. The little head is thinking for the big head. That's not the way it was designed. So according to the original text, my brothers, that's why you got to look at the terms and the definitions of these words, because if you look at the word led, you think it means to take somebody by the hand, physical activity, and to walk and lead somebody. And the word led in the original text means mano y mano, means mind to mind. I'm influencing your mind with my mind. No space, no distance, no time, nowhere mentioned. Because space and time are Luciferian constructs. It doesn't exist in the spiritual realm. So God said, let there be wealth, health, wisdom, and positiveness in relationships. Boof. Bam. It's done. So why did it take me 20 years to get here? Because I tried to do it man's way. I was in my human condition. I wasn't oscillating on my gamma wave. I wasn't limitless. So brothers and sisters, what's influencing your mind? Are you being led, and notice what it said, it was led by. Again, I am not the sharpest tool in the shed, therefore I rely on a sharper tool. It's called the Word of God. It says, for as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we know the word led means something that's influencing my mind. And now we want to know, what does the word spirit mean? Now, again, I say that a spirit is a ruling disposition. What does the word of God say?
Strong's G, 4151, pneuma. Pneuma.
Pneuma, meaning new mind. Pneuma. So the word pneuma, again, in the original text, it means something or someone. It means a vital principle by which the body is animated. Rational spirit. Power by which human beings feel, think, and make decisions. So that means that something's going to come into my mind, and it's going to animate my body. It's going to give me the ability to feel, to think, and to make decisions. So this force, this mental telepathy, this frequency, this wave, this vibration, this ether, whatever you want to call it, is going to assist my spirit, according to the scripture. And now the spirit, again, is the thing that animates my body. It makes me move. It makes me feel. It makes me think. It's the soul, the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and intellect. Or it helps to control the soul. So that means that my spirit is led by the Spirit of God. So that means I got a spirit. God has a spirit. So it says that are many that are led by the Spirit of God. So God's spirit. That means that God's mind is going to come down and lead your mind. So God's mind is going to influence your mind. It means for whoever does this, whoever allows God's mind to influence their mind, they are the sons of God. So if you let God influence your mind, you are a son. Now what is a son?
Strong's G, 5207, Weas. Weas.
Weas. A son is a Weas. A Weas, again, it says, generally refers to the offspring. So a Weas usually refers to one born after the father and after the mother. It means a descendant. So a Weas is one who depends upon, is a pupil of. A Weas, again, means offspring. So therefore, if I allow God's mind to influence my mind, I become his offspring. That's what we're doing in 2017, teaching you how to allow God's mind to influence your mind so that way you can make decisions like God. So you're going to walk like God, you're going to talk like God, you're going to look like God. So when you show up on the scene, them demons are going to say, hey, that's God. Poof, they out, they gone. So when Yahushua showed up, they say, hold up, dude, why have you come to torment us before our time? He said, bid us to go into those pigs over there because it's not my time to leave yet. You here early. The show don't start till 12 and you here at 10. We're not ready to go. So Jesus said, okay, yeah, go over there and hang out with the pigs. Now, that's when you show up on the scene, that's what the demons should be acting when you show up. When you show up, craziness, drama, confusion, poverty, dis-ease, disharmony, ignorance, negativity, lying, cheating, backbiting, all this love and hip-hop crap, when you show up, them fools should go. They should be like, oh, man, here goes Sister Tammy again. I got to go. So foolishness should just disappear when you show up. You should not be hanging out with cray-cray because you don't do cray-cray. Because why? You have gamma waves. See, discernment is interesting. Since I've been doing this, I've had discernment pretty much all my life. Really didn't know what it was. I just had a feeling. But now that I understand how it worked, because I've done a lot of releasing, a lot of reprogramming, a lot of restoring, and I've oscillated and vibrated, and I've went into the cellular level, I went into my soul, and I've done the work, and now I've overcome insurmountable obstacles from a mental. Right now, as we speak, the medical community is dumbfounded. I go to the VA, and they're like, this fool ain't dead yet. They don't know what to do with me. Hey, Mr. Rogers, we don't understand. Your heart rate is at 60, blood pressure is 120 over 80, sugar is great. We don't understand, dude. A man of your age, you know, all of this other stuff, and then the way that your brain works, it's like, dude, like technically you should be on all kind of pills because your brain waves, the brain pattern in the brain, according to the EKG machine, it's an electrical storm going on up there. It's like your body should be like, you should be in a seizure. We don't understand. We don't know what to do with you. Okay, thank you. I'm going on. Well, we're going on some blood tests. We're going to take, catch me next week. You should be a medical anomaly. Everywhere else you should go, people should be dumbfounded. You should walk into a room, shitness should pop off, and you should just be sitting there taking a nap. And everybody in your family and everybody should around should want you. They should be calling you all worked up and upset, and you should be, take two of these and call me in the morning. That should be your response. People should tell you what they tell me. My church, my dad, you're just emotionalist. We don't understand. We try to get through other. You know, my wife tells me all the time, I don't understand. Like, you should be like, you're not scared? You're not afraid? You're not concerned? No, not really. Why? For as many that are led by the Spirit, if you got the mind, let this mind be in you. Notice the mind is in you. It's not outside of you. And remember what I talked about. Please go through Romans 8 and count how many times the word in, I-N, is in there. Please. Because it means interior. It means inside. So that as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So the requirement to be a son, to manifest on a God class, to be in, to be the offspring of God, you must have the mind of God. That means that something comes into you and influences you. That's what the scriptures say anyway. Then Romans 8:15 says something like this. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Oh, man. I wish I had about 3 days to talk about that. For you have not received the ruling disposition, a group of related thoughts that say you are in bondage. Now, let me make sure we're on the same page because, again, I am not the sharpest tool in the shed. But the word bondage, my brother, the word bondage, my sister, in the original text.
Strong's G, 1397, Delilah.
Delilah, like Delilah. Delilah in the Greek. Delilah in the Greek means slavery. It means a conditional. It means ceremonial bondage. Ceremonial means ritual. It means same time, same place, same condition, or same place, a.k.a. tradition, a.k.a. Most churches. But I didn't say that. See, my brothers and sisters, let me make sure you're over, under, and understand. You don't have that spirit. Now, why do everybody got it then if you didn't get it? Where'd you get it from? See, the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Now, this Greek word, I got to go five layers deep on this one. So this Greek word bondage has another, Delilah has another Greek word. Let's break it down.
Strong's G, 1398, Deluo,
like delusional. So we have Delilah, and we have delusional, or Deluo. Now, Deluo means to be a slave. It means to be in service to. It means to do the service of. It means to be subjection to. It means to obey. It means to submit. Brother, sister, why are you hanging out with poverty when, according to the scripture, you're not in the bondage of poverty anymore? Why are you serving it? Why are you a slave? Told y'all we's free now. We do not own a slavery no more. We're not on master's plantation. You can think for yourself. You can put on the mind of Christ. You can let the mind that is in God dwell in your brain anytime you want to. I do it every day, all day, 24/7, 365. And I want 25 people to do the same thing. Vibrate with the mind of, I am no longer in service. I am no longer in bondage to slavery anymore. That means I don't serve. That means I don't work. That means I'm not subjected to. That means I do not obey. That means if you tell me, hey, Brother Will, I need you to go. No, dude, I'm sorry. I don't work for you, homie. I got a brain, and it works. I do my own shiznits. Then there's another Greek word. Underneath that Greek word, now there's a whole bunch of them, but we'll just go three layers today. We're not going to go five.
G, 1401, doulos. Doulos,
like do us. So we have Delilah. We have, what was the other one I said? I forgot the third, second one. And then we have do us. It means like the English word, do us. So I use these English words that are similar to the Greek words to help me remember the Greek. So do us in the Greek means bond servant, a bond man. So it means one who gives himself over to another's will. Gives. One who gives himself over to another. Brothers, sisters, it means one who so devoted to the other that he disregards one's own interest. Now, please read that one. Strong Concordance number G1401. Strong Concordance number G as in golf, 1401. It means you take your brain out of your head, you put somebody else's brain in your head, and you do their job. Now, I don't know where they do that at, but considering I did it for about 40 years, that was the craziest thing I ever did in my life. That means that you are so servitude-ish. That's the word I just made up. That means that you are totally devoted to the interests of somebody else. That is the most cray-cray thing I've ever heard in my life. Unfortunately, I did it for 40 years. Now, there's two more Greek words, but for the sake of time, again, we're not going to go through those because I wanted you to understand the word bondage. It means slave. It means servitude. It means take out your brain, put in master's brain. I like that movie. what was the title of that movie, man? Samuel Jackson played that character, Django. And Django. So Samuel Jackson, you know, he's the house Negro. He say, Master, how we doing today? We sick today. We this, we that. Like this Negro didn't have a brain of his own. So that's what bondage means, brothers. That's what bondage means. That means however the master is doing, Lucifer, Lucifer, slavery, poverty, sickness, ignorance, and bad relationships. How we doing? Poverty. We ain't got no money. That's how we doing. That's bondage. Bondage means that you sold your soul to slavery, to poverty, to sickness. But God says we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Notice that the spirit of bondage takes you to fear, phobias. And then it says, but you have received the spirit of adoption. So that means that I should have a ruling disposition that is of adoption. So I've been adopted. How about you, brother? Now, I know the sharpest tool in the shed, so let's look it up.
Strong
adoption.
G, 5206. We are to see ya.
It means a relationship with God that has been established. It means the nature and the condition. It means the state looked for in the future life. You are saisia, brothers. You are saisia, sisters. It means that whatever the son would have, the adopted or the adoption of the son, it means that you have that same relationship that a biological or a birthright son would have. It means God was so pleased that he established between himself and you, a relationship. It means that he gave the nature in the condition to you. It means that you have received the Spirit of God into your souls to become sons of God. It means that you have received a blessed state. That means that you have a consummated condition. Oh, man, I can go on and on. The word adoption, now, I don't know about you, like, we all know that when you adopt a child, the child comes in, he takes your last name, he moves into your house, he's just like a biological son. Let me say it again. See, brothers, sisters, you're not a human. This human condition, get rid of it. You are a son. You've been adopted. You've been adopted by the Father. And then Romans 8:15 says, we have not received the spirit of bondage to go back into fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So we receive this spirit, and so now every time we got a concern, every time we got an issue, now, I don't know about you, but as a child, I always, you know, you go to your parents. So you are a child of God, so don't go to the devil. That means don't go to poverty. That means don't go to sickness. That means don't go to ignorance. That means don't start acting bad in relationships. That means that you want to vibrate on the frequency as the patar. Now, the word patar, petar in the Greek, again, as we know, it means progenitor. It means generator. It means a signal of a signal. It means the originator or the original transmitter. So we have to connect with the original transmitter. That means God has said, now we're talking about how to be a son and a daughter of God. How to reveal. 2017 is the revealing, the unveiling of the sons and the daughters of God. So I know for a fact there's going to be 25 people that we're going to, you're going to unveil wealth, you're going to unveil health, you're going to unveil wisdom, and you're going to unveil positivity in every relationship that you have. Why? Because we're going to put on the mind of Christ. We're going to vibrate, just like we took that pill to limitless. We're going to activate 100% of your brain because you're going to have super consciousness. You're going to have God class. You're going to have the God kind consciousness. You're going to be just like me. You're going to be better than me. You're going to be you. Because, again, there's nobody like you but you. Look at Romans 8:16. Romans 8:16 says, the Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Whoa. Man, I wish I could break it down. Brothers, I wish I had the time to break it down. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You and me, brothers and sisters, we're children of God. We're sons and daughters. It means the Spirit, the big G, himself, looks down and he's like, he's a witness. He said, oh, I want to testify in court. Do you know what the word witness means? Let's break it down. I don't know if you understand. The word witness, my brother.
Psalms G, 48:28. Summatureo.
Summatureo. Summatureo. In the Greek, it means I'm going to testify on your behalf. So the big G comes down to all the little G's, and he testifies. That's my son. Y'all better leave him alone. Man, I don't know if y'all understand what that means. Now, I'm getting chills down my spine just thinking about it. It means the big G jointly testifies. It means collaborate. It means to concur. It means to provide evidence of. It means to bear witness to the fact. So it means the big G is coming down and he's saying to all the little G's, this is my son. This is my daughter in whom I am well pleased. So you see, my brothers, you see, my sisters, when you put on the mind of Christ, that means that you're on the frequency of Christ. That means that they think that you are Christ or God. See, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. So my human condition, God's Spirit comes down and says to my human spirit, rise up, pick up your bed, and walk. But he's saying that, hey, they are the children of God. So that word children, my brothers, again, it means offspring. It means that I am transliterated or translated into the kingdom of God. That means, my brothers, that means, my sisters, you can oscillate and vibrate. You can walk around like a son of God because you are a son of God. You can walk around like one of the children of God because you are one of the children of God. That's how you manifest your godhood and the gamma rays, the super consciousness, the Christ consciousness, the quantum consciousness. And now you have no problems and you know all, you see all. Romans 8:17 says it this way. Romans chapter 8, verse 17 says, and if children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him. So Romans 17 tells me, okay, if you're a child, that means you're an heir. And then you are a joint heir. Now, again, everybody strapped in? Are y'all sure? Put your seatbelts on. What does that mean? I'm an heir. So I'm an heir with God. I'm a child of God, so that makes me an heir. Now, brothers and sisters, as I tell y'all, I try not to get too elated, too excited, and, you know, I try not to, you know, like transfigure myself on up out of here. But let me make sure you under, over, and this word is the foundation of my entire, of everything that I do. This is one of the places where I get this from. It says in Romans 8:17, if I'm adopted, then I am a child, offspring. Then if I'm a child, that makes me an heir. Now, this word heir in the original text or in the Greek, let's look it up.
Strong's G, 3818, kleronomos, kleronomos.
So, brothers and sisters, what I am doing in 2017, and I'm taking 25 people, and I'm going to show you kleronomos, where I get the my word that I've coined, kleronomics, which is the Greek word kleros, which is the underlining word for the kleronomos, and the word economics. When I found this out, a good 10 years ago, however long it's been, I wasn't able to truly grasp it until about 30, 40 days ago. That's why everything I do is $5,000 and up. Because now I understand. See, I was young, dumb, and stupid. And I was just giving away. I was casting my pearls among swine. I'm not calling nobody on this show swine. Nobody can disrespect you unless you let them. Nobody can do nothing for you unless you don't understand kleronomos. Kleronomos means one who has received by lot his heir. It means the messianic usage. It means one who has received his allotted portion or possession. He received it by right of sonship. Kleronomos means sonship. It means one who has acquired, and I'm trying to get excited, let me calm down. It is one who has acquired his purpose. Kleronomos, one who has received. Now, see, God gave me my purpose, but I didn't receive it. I don't know if you understand what I just said. Now, underneath this Greek word, kleronomos, is another Greek word. Now, this is the foundation of everything I think, do, walk, breathe. If you want to know, what is Brother Will all about? Where did Brother Will get this stuff from? What in the hell is Brother Will talking about? Why is Brother Will always talking about kleronomics? What is Brother Will, what is the foundation that his house is built upon? His ministry in every book that he's ever written, every show that he's ever done, every video that I've ever made. First word is kleronomos. Second Greek word.
Strong's G, 2819. Kleros. Kleros.
Kleros, spelled Kleros, K-L-E-R-O-S. So we have kleronomos, where I get kleronomics, and because of the Greek word kleros. Kleros means, my brothers and sisters, it means a lot, L-O-T. It means drawing lots. It means what is obtained by the allotted portion? It means a portion of the ministry. It means salvation itself, according to the Greek. It means something that is scribed with your name. Let me say it again. Kleros. It's Greek. Strong Concordance G2819. Strong Concordance G2819. I am talking about manifestation of your inheritance. The word kleros means your lot. It means your part. It means your share. It means your inheritance. It means your heritage. Now, when you tap into your lot, when you tap into your part, when you tap into your inheritance, when you tap into your lineage, I ain't talking about no ancestors on earth. I'm talking about your celestial lineage, brother. I'm talking about your celestial lineage, sister. I'm talking about your spiritual inheritance, your spiritual ancestors. When you tap into that, your cookies, your brain, like right now, my head's on fire. Every time I talk about this stuff, my brain heats up. It's like taking a pill. It's like I have sight beyond sight. I can see what nobody else can see. I can hear what nobody else can hear. All of my everything in my body is heightened. It's like I'm on drugs or steroids. I don't know what it feels like because I never did, drugs or none of this kind of stuff. But I imagine that's what it feels like. Kleros. That Greek word kleros means you have obtained your portion. See, that's what your purpose is when you find it. I was talking with Sister Tammy yesterday, and we finally found her lot, her share, her portion, her inheritance, her heritage. This is how I felt yesterday when I was talking with Sister Tammy, because we found her niche. Now, there's another Greek word underneath the kleronamos and kleros. There's another Greek word.
Strong's G, 2806, klao. Klao.
Klao, spelled K-L-A-O. Klao, klao. Klao means to break. It means breaking of bread. Klao has to do with the word, it is similar to break or to distribute among. It means scatter. So kleros means that I am going to break off a piece and I'm going to give it to you. So we did it in reverse. So the first word is this word, kleros. That means God says, I got something. I'm going to break off a piece and then I'm going to give it your portion to you and I want you to own that piece. So let's go back to what we just said and reverse engineer my entire foundation of everything I do, everything I say. Everything is based upon this Greek word where I get the English word kleronomics. So what I'm doing in 2017 is kleronomics. Kleronomics is the household management of the soul. What is the household management of the soul? Now, brothers and sisters, this is very important. The household management of the soul for me is DNA healing. I'm going to go in and I'm going to find the negative habit pattern and replace it with a life-sustaining pattern. Kleronomics to me is going in and finding the familiar spirit, the family spirit, and do what's called family healing and take out, find that familiar spirit that's passed down inside of your genes. It's in your DNA from your father's father's father. It's passed down three generations. Kleronomics is going in and finding what is called, what some people call your past life. Some people call it karmic healing. Some people call it, got a lot of different names. I call it kleronomics because it's based upon the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect. So there's five layers of techniques or healing that we're going to do in 2017. Kleronomics is I'm going to go in and find the limiting belief, the seed of it. What is the seed? Find the spark. Everything started from that seed. Find that seed, take it out, reprogram it with a new seed. Change that limiting belief into a transforming and restore. Cloudonomics is cellular. So it's going in and doing every emotional obstacle, finding that emotional care. It's entity attachment. Cloudonomics is going in and finding that entity, which is that energy, which is that group of related thoughts. Finding it, and what caused you to feel a burden? What causes you to feel, because you bring about what you're feeling about? Right now you have EDHD. You have energy deficit, hyperactivity disorder. So this EDHD, your energy now is mismanaged and it's misapplied. You got energy, you're just applying it in the wrong way. My job is to go in and clear up that emotional, that energy, that entity who is taking your energy and using it for his gain. And to take that energy and for you to direct it and use it for your Christ consciousness, for you to oscillate and vibrate according to your soul urge. And lastly, or firstly, Cloudonomics is the understanding that there is a particular memory that is, again, transmitted by MIMS, math, music, and language. So we have to re-MIM, go in and return the original, your current human condition back to your birthright. So your human condition is one of poverty, like and only human beings experience poverty. No species experience poverty except for human beings. That's our condition. Human beings experience disease. It's a human condition. Human beings experience ignorance. Like the Bible says, it talks about that the geese, they know how to fly north, that they're born with genetics. So when animals are born, they just automatically know. You ever see like a baby wildebeest? Them suckers come out, they're born. It's like 1 minute they sprinting because lions is chasing them. They already know. They come out the womb running. Geese know to fly east or north or south or whatever it is in the winter. Little ones, big ones, they all know. They're born with it. We are the only species who are born and we don't know what the hell. We have no memory of our prior existence with the Father. My job is to tap into and return that memory so that way you can see and you can understand and you can know of your prior existence with the Father. That's what we're doing in 2017. That's Cloudonomics, my brothers. That's Cloudonomics, my sisters. Because if you take these words and you do them in reverse, K-L-A-O is the first Greek word. It means that God says, hey, I got a piece of pie, and I'm going to cut you a piece. Then the next Greek word that we looked up again, K-L-E-R-O-S, kleros, says that take that piece and I'm going to cast. And the way that it is cast is, it says a lot of several persons inscribed with their names thrown together into a vase body, which then is shaken, and who fell upon the ground and was chosen. Brothers, I don't know, man, I'm trying to get excited. It means that this piece of God was placed inside of a vase or a vessel. And how do you determine what piece you got is by your name? Why the hell y'all think I do Dear Canary reports? People think I just made this stuff up. I went into the Word. I researched the Word. And I went, it took me 20 years to come up with it. And I'm giving it away for $50? Man, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed that I didn't see the worth and the value of my inheritance. It's like I've been pimping and prostituting my gift. Them days are over. Because now I understand Colossians 1:12 says, giving thanks unto God, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. In light, Colossians 1:12, that word inheritance is kleronomos. It's the same Greek word. See, I don't know if you understand, but let's look at Acts 26, verse 18. Again, I'm trying not to get excited, but your son, brother, your son or daughter, sister, and you got an inheritance, and you walked around, and you mean to tell me, well, brother, I don't understand. Now, I ain't belittling nobody. There is people I was talking with. Who was it the other day? No, I talked with Brother Dana this morning. Brother Dana's half my age. I was talking with Brother Rome yesterday. Brother Rome is, man, I got a son Brother Rome's age. Sister Tammy's a little older, but Sister Tammy's, you know, everybody, y'all are babies compared to me. And y'all already at my level almost. Do you know where you're going to be at when you 50, Brother Rome? Brother Dana, Sister Tammy? Y'all going to make what I'm doing look like child's play. I pray to God I'm around to see it. Y'all are powerful people. But you got to see yourself the way God does. Stop looking at yourself where you are. Look at where you came from. You are of the God kind. You are of the God class. Carry yourself like a god and a goddess. Acts 26 verse 18 says, open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light. Turn them from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and kleronamos, and the inheritance among them which are sanctified by grace, or sanctified by faith that is in me. It is my job, brothers and sisters, to open your eyes, turn you from darkness to light, turn you from the power of Satan unto God, that you may receive forgiveness for the sensations in your flesh, and that you can receive your lot, your share, your destiny, the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with dunamis power to fulfill that office. You have power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy? Become a son of the big G. Ain't no devil in hell. Ain't no devil under hell, on earth. I don't care where they at. They don't hold a candle because you are a joint heir with Christ. Brothers and sisters, it talks about how you are going to be glorified together. How much time I got left? Oh, man, I'm almost out of time. I don't know if we should do a part. You know what? We may have to do a part three, man. This is like, we still got, we're on Romans. Where we at? This is Romans. Just read Romans 17, 18, 19, 20. We still got like 3 or 4 more verses to go. Let me make sure that we close today. We'll do part three tomorrow, and we'll wrap everything up, brothers and sisters. The manifestations of the sons and daughters of God. You are a son and a daughter of God. Romans 18 finishes up by saying, children, then heirs and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so, be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So we may suffer, and that word suffer just simply means, this is how we learn. We go through trials. We go through different manners of evils or problems or troubles. But why do we go through this? So anybody that's going through something right now, this is why you go through it, so that way you can be this. It says we go through adversity so we can experience this.
Strong's G, 4888, Sundaksadzo. Sundaksadzo.
Doxazo, a doxo means glory. So sundaksado is the word sun glory. It's like sun rays. Doxazo, sundaksayo. So sundaksayo, it means approval together. It means to join together. It means to be glorified together. It means to be exalted. The same glory to which Christ has been risen. Let me say that again. Somebody please write this down. It means to be exalted to the same level that Christ was exalted to. It means to be exalted. Now, again, Christ says he's the firstborn of many brothers. Now, you can worship him, but after you finish, you need to get up and you need to be like him. Now, it's okay. I'm not saying don't worship him. Please don't get me wrong. That's great. Knock yourself out. But when you're done, When you finish, it says that you're supposed to be like him. You're supposed to rise. You're supposed to vibrate. You're supposed to oscillate. You're supposed to have the same mindset that he had. I don't understand. Now, again, it says if you're suffering, if you're going through to get your lot, to get your share. I don't know about you, but I've been through some shiznit to get to this level. So now I want to rise up mentally. And it got nothing to do with the physical. If I walk on water and do all the physical stuff he did, that's great. But if not, I at least want to maintain the same mental disposition. Sundaksayo. Now, again, it simply means that I am going to be beside. It simply means I am going to accompany. It simply means I am going to be together with this last word. Sum means together.
Strong's G, 1392. Doxazo.
Doxazo means think, opinion, celebrate, praise, honor, excellence, renowned. All of these words simply means magnify. So that word means I go through adversity. It allows me to find my pattern, my purpose. When I find that pattern, which is my peace, which is my slot, which is my lot, which is my kleros, which is my kleronamos, which is my kleronomics, when I get it, when I find it, all of the stuff that I want to find it allows me to think just like God. Brothers, sisters, again, I'm trying not to get too excited. I know when I hang up, I'm going to get into disconnect. The reason why I can't sleep at night is because I know all this stuff. We just scratching the surface. There's some stuff I'm going to share with you in 2017 that will not allow you to be you, the person you are right now. I guarantee anybody listening to the sound of my voice right now, if you join me in 2017, it will not be humanly possible for you to be poor. It is not humanly possible for you to be sick. Now, you're going to be sick, but you know how to overcome it. You will be, again, there's two things, really three. And it's interesting because I did that. You know, you do those little Facebook algorithm things that you click on and it says who you're going to be in 2017 or this, that, another, or, you know, who your friends are. So I clicked on this Facebook thing that talks about 2017. It's like who you're going to be in 2017 or what keywords you're going to be in 2017 or something to do with 2017. And, you know, I do those little things, you know. And it listed three things about me in 2017. And I wish I could frame that. Because that all of the rhythm on that little snippet is what I've been saying about what 2017 represents. Because when you get into the God kind, when you get into the God class, when you oscillate and vibrate with the gamma rays, it said that my quote for 2017 for my life, and this is the quote, and this is what I said before I even did this thing on Facebook, even though it's just a little, you know, whatever. It still was on point. It says that I would be doing three things in 2017. It says one was making money. And two was keeping in shape, you know, mentally, spiritually shape. And the third one was being very creative. Now, those three things, brothers and sisters, are the foundation of really what I'm all about. Because those two, three things are the result of maintaining Christ consciousness, super consciousness, gamma ray consciousness. Because when you oscillate or vibrate with that level of confidence, which is consciousness, it allows you to affect people, events, and places around you. And everybody and everything has to vibrate and oscillate, just like when Yahushua did. Yahushua showed up, demon said, dude, you here early, man. Why are you here? He didn't even do nothing. He just walked in. So you're going to do the same thing. You're going to walk in somewhere, people are going to be like, oh, come on, man. What's going on? Why are you messing with me, man? Why are you talking about me? Dude, I ain't saying nothing about you. Yeah, you did. You said something. People are going to be uncomfortable. People ain't going to want to hang around you. They're not going to like you. You're going to have to vibrate and oscillate on a whole nother level. Now, we talked about the five waves of the brain cycle. We're going to break it down in 2017. First wave is the delta. Next one, what is, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. So, you know, those five waves represent the five senses, the five levels, the five letters of the Hashem, the five gospels, again, the fifth element. Our goal, my goal for you, the fifth level. This is the gamma, which on English we call gramma. That represents the super consciousness, Christ consciousness, quantum consciousness. That means your brain is oscillating, vibrating on so many cycles per second that it's off the hizzle for shizzle. That, my brothers and sisters, is my plan. That's God's plan for you in 2017. So my brothers and my sisters, we'll wrap it up tomorrow. I thought I was going to be able to do it today, but we'll wrap it up tomorrow. We'll do one more part just again, so I don't want to be rushing through this because this is powerful, because this is the foundation of what we're doing in 2017. So when people ask me, hey, man, what's this 2017 is about? If somebody asks you, you just refer them to, hey, man, listen to the brother's show that he did on the manifestation of the sons and the daughters of God, because that's what the program is in 2017. It's called Temple Building. I'm a temple builder. So 2017 is about building your temple so you can house your purpose. Brothers and sisters, email me, masterteacher32.com@gmail.com. Let me know that you're one of the 25. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you. We broke down what that word means today. But now you know. It means that his mind talks to your mind, and he tells you, hey, turn left, brother. You can say, no, everybody else is turning right. But there's something in your brain that says, turn left, turn left. He leads you and guides you mind to mind. You don't need no letters. You don't know Reverend Dr. Bishop. God is in your head talking to you, brother, talking to your sister. He's leading you and guiding you into all truth because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or con you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see. Yeah. Rated R.